Your Eminences, Reverend Abbot, Very Reverend Fathers, Venerable Fathers, dear conference participants, the second session now begins. Our first speaker is Archimandrite Panteleimon Karalazos, a postgraduate of the School of Theology at our University of Thessaloniki. His subject is the impact of Elder Joseph de Hesychast's movement upon the monks of the Holy Mountain. I invite Father Panteleimon to take the floor. Before we begin, I ask all the speakers to adhere strictly to the schedule and not exceed 20 minutes. At 18 minutes, you will be given a note so that you know you must bring your presentation to a close within the next 2 minutes. Your Eminences, Reverend Abbots, Venerable Fathers, most learned professors, ladies and gentlemen, let me first give the title of this presentation, The Impact of Elder Joseph de Hesychast's Movement upon the Monks of the Holy Mountain. The aim of this paper is to show the influence that the presence of Elder Joseph and his brotherhood had upon Aetonite monasticism, as well as the view that others have formed of him and his spiritual descendants. That is, the other monks of the Holy Mountain. We speak of a movement associated with Elder Joseph, because this is not a matter of the actions and achievements of one man alone, but of a collective endeavor that produced great and significant results. Elder Joseph is the source from whom the members of his brotherhood came. They in turn formed brotherhoods of their own, which grew and were transplanted into the great monasteries of the Holy Mountain. This presentation is divided into 3 sections. The first concerns Elder Joseph the Hesychast's influence upon Athonite monasticism. The second, the impression that the other monks of the Holy Mountain formed of Elder Joseph himself. And the third, their view of the work and the entire movement established on the Holy Mountain. By Elder Joseph's spiritual descendants. Beginning with the first section, we may say that Elder Joseph's brotherhood exercised an exceptionally important influence upon Athonite monasticism. First of all, Elder Joseph's spiritual children, specifically Elder Joseph, Elder Ephraim, and Elder Charalambos, made an immense contribution to the rapid increase in the number of monks on the Holy Mountain. Each of them formed his own large brotherhood. The great number of disciples they acquired, together with the severe shortage of monks, then confronting nearly all the sacred monasteries of the Holy Mountain, resulted in several monasteries being repopulated by these brotherhoods. Philotheo Monastery was repopulated in 1972, the monasteries of Dionysio, Karakalou, Zeropotamou, and Konstamonitou in 1980, and Vatopidi Monastery toward the end of the 1980s. Thus, approximately 1/3 of the sacred monasteries of the Holy Mountain have been repopulated by spiritual descendants of Elder Joseph the Hesychast. This repopulation was always accompanied by the monastery's simultaneous transition from the ideorhythmic system to cenobitic life. This means that 1 out of every 3 monasteries on the Holy Mountain today owes its transformation into a cenobitic monastery to Elder Joseph's spiritual descendants. Because the abbots of these monasteries were spiritual children and grandchildren of Elder Joseph, the Hesychast, they naturally passed on to their monks the method of spiritual labor they had received from him. They directed their monks toward the diligent cultivation of noetic prayer and obedience. Indeed, the presence of Elder Joseph's disciples as authentic bearers of the watchful patristic tradition was the chief thing that attracted all those who renounced the world and became their disciples. Thus, the Jesus prayer, daily vigil, and an emphasis on obedience became principal features of cenobitic life. Nor was this influence confined to cenobitic monasteries. Many cells, huts, and skites on the Holy Mountain, whose elders were directly or indirectly related to Elder Joseph, the Hesychast, such as the Venerable Ephraim the Syrian at Katunakia, were also influenced by him or followed Elder Joseph the Hesychast's rule of life to a greater or lesser degree. Finally, we should not overlook the contribution made by Elder Joseph's brotherhood to the practice of frequent Holy Communion. Elder Joseph the Hesychast had a great love for the Divine Liturgy. He had priests ordained for his own brotherhood. Father Charalambos and Father Ephraim celebrated the Divine Liturgy every day, and they received Holy Communion regularly, 4 times a week, or even more often when a great feast fell on one of the intervening days. The Athonite brotherhoods directly connected with Elder Joseph, as well as the others that embraced his teaching, Holy Scripture, the Ascension, Broadly speaking, this was the influence of Elder Joseph de Hesychast and his spiritual descendants upon Athonite monasticism. Let us now consider the impression that the monks of the Holy Mountain formed of Elder Joseph. First, we should mention the monk Gerasimos Menagias, who remained with Elder Joseph as a disciple for some time. He remembered that stay into his old age and confessed that the days he spent near Elder Joseph were the finest of his monastic life. Another holy figure of the Holy Mountain who knew Elder Joseph was Elder Abimelech, according to a handwritten note given to us by the monk Porphyrios of Simonopetra, when Elder Abimelech was living on Paros and practicing Assisi at St. Anthony's. The mother of young Francis, Elder Joseph's name before he became a monk, used to bring the boy to him. Elder Abimelech would cross the child's hands and prophesy to his mother that he would become a great man, a man of Christ. Also very important is the testimony of Elder Gabriel of Dionysiu. In his book, The Athonite Lausiac History, he wrote, "We were not blessed to know the most devout Elder Joseph personally. The general opinion, however, regards him as the foremost father of watchfulness in our time, a man of spiritual discernment, and a hesychast who stood apart among our generation of Athonite monks." Moreover, Elder Sophrony said of Elder Joseph the Hesychast, "He was a general of the spirit, one of the seven greatest ascetics I ever knew in my life." Saint Paisios also said of Elder Joseph that when his letters were published and he read them, he understood what a rare figure the elder had been. Likewise, the late hymnographer Father Gerasimos of Little St. Anne's, speaking of the radiant lamps of monastic life and of piety as a whole, whom the Holy Mountain brought forth in his day, included Elder Joseph the Hesychast among them, describing him as the most self-controlled and accomplished practitioner of noetic prayer. Elder Cherubim, in his book Nostalgic Memories from the Garden of the Most Holy Theotokos, similarly describes Elder Joseph as a modern father of nepsis, or watchfulness, who left an enduring name on the Holy Mountain, Archimandrit Emilianos, former abbot of Simonopetra Monastery, also notes that Elder Joseph the Hesychast is a glory of modern Athonite history. In difficult times, he renewed the centuries-old experience of hesychasm and prayer on Mount Athos, and through the spiritual formation and teaching of his children, prepared a new generation devoted to the unceasing Jesus prayer, whose radiance extended beyond the borders of Greece. When Elder Joseph the Hesychast reposed, Sotirios Schwinas wrote an article about him in the next issue of the journal Athonite Library. The article makes clear the renown Elder Joseph had acquired on the Holy Mountain as a father of nepsis, or watchfulness. This reputation did not diminish after his repose, but continued to grow. In collections of sayings from the Holy Mountain, in books about the Holy Mountain and in Athonite journals, there are many references to Elder Joseph himself, his life, his teaching, and his sayings. Articles in Athonite journals describe him as a great practitioner of noetic prayer. They praise him for struggling through long and arduous ascesis and attaining lofty measures of theoria, or divine vision, and rank him among the contemporary neo-hesychast fathers of the Holy Mountain and the spirit-bearing elders of the 20th century. Beyond this, we should note that Athonite monks have testified to miraculous events connected with Elder Joseph the Hesychast. They speak of an Athonite monk's miraculous deliverance from mortal danger. Through Elder Joseph's prayer of light seen bathing his face, of the departed elder appearing to monks of the Holy Mountain both while they were awake and in dreams, and of a sweet fragrance coming from his relics, from the places where he practiced Assisi, and even from a book containing his writings. Another Athonite elder also said that when he met Elder Joseph, he thought an earthquake was taking place because of the power of the blessed elder's Jesus prayer. Finally, in speaking about Elder Joseph the Hesychast, we must also mention that both before and after his repose, some monks of the Holy Mountain questioned his holiness, or worse still, regarded him as deluded. In Elder Joseph's life and letters, there are several references to this matter. The doubt and misunderstanding arose chiefly because Elder Joseph and Father Arsenios preferred hesychia, or inner stillness, avoided social contact, and sometimes behaved as fools for Christ. Yet the avoidance of social company is not foreign to the sacred tradition of the Church. It is encountered very frequently in the lives of the saints. The saints often avoided the company of others in order to devote themselves to the unceasing remembrance of God, to remain free from vainglory, and to avoid feeding the passion of envy in other people. The same may be said of Elder Joseph the Hesychast. He avoided social contact because he longed to gather the fruits of noetic prayer and to flee the vainglory of this world. In conclusion, we may say that, according to the testimony of many of the most distinguished and spirit-bearing monks of the Holy Mountain and the prevailing opinion on Mount Athos, Elder Joseph de Hesychast is regarded as an outstanding father of nepsis, or watchfulness, in our time, filled with divine grace and wondrous experiences. Few have devoted themselves to or excelled in the cultivation of noetic prayer as he did. He taught it fervently to his disciples and through them to the multitude of his spiritual grandchildren and to all the monks of the Holy Mountain who study his writings. As for the brotherhood and spiritual descendants of Elder Joseph de Hesychast, the customary reply of many Athonite fathers when they were asked to speak about him was, "The tree is known by its fruits." This answer chiefly expresses their recognition of the great achievement whereby Elder Joseph's spiritual descendants repopulated 6 of the Holy Mountain's 20 monasteries and transformed them into cenobitic communities. Father Cherubim also writes in Nostalgic Memories from the Garden of the Most Holy Theotokos that Elder Joseph de Hesychast's brotherhood consisted of select fathers who struggled with great zeal. They cultivated noetic prayer and were the spiritual sentinels of New Skit. They devoted most of every day and night to nepsis, or watchfulness, and prayer. He further notes that Elder Joseph's disciples lived the life of the Holy Spirit, striving to walk in the footsteps of the 14th century fathers of watchfulness. He also observes that, at the time he was writing his book, the Holy Mountain was truly adorned by Elder Joseph's spiritual descendants. From observations published in the journal Ethonite Dialogues in the early 1970s, it is also clear that the monks of the Holy Mountain regarded the repopulation and transformation of its monasteries into cenobitic communities as a momentous event, a springtime and rebirth for the Holy Mountain. The chief laborers in this repopulation were the monks of the brotherhoods that entered and restored the sacred monasteries. The journal attributed the rebirth of the Holy Mountain both to the wondrous care of the Most Holy Theotokos for her garden and to the presence of proven elders who gathered many spiritual children around themselves. As for Elder Joseph de Hesychast's descendants, the cause of their progress and spiritual radiance was understood to be their diligent cultivation of noetic prayer, which they received from their holy elder, Joseph de Hesychast. Everything his descendants possess is the fruit of the spiritual labor of nepsis, or watchfulness. This assessment by a respected Athonite journal shows the vital role that the presence of Joseph de Hesychast, a father of watchfulness, played in the course of the Holy Mountain's history, as did his transmission of this spiritual labor to his children. The journal did not, of course, attribute the renewal to only one brotherhood, but to several. This was because when those articles were written, 5 monasteries on the Holy Mountain had been repopulated by 5 distinct brotherhoods. At that point, Elder Joseph's descendants had repopulated only one Athonite monastery, Philotheo Monastery. As time went on, however, 5 more monasteries were staffed by the spiritual descendants of Elder Joseph, while another 3 monasteries were repopulated by other brotherhoods. Thus, the miracle of Mount Athos's renewal by young monks was brought to completion as every holy monastery suffering from a shortage of monks was repopulated. Last year, the Hieromonk Father Makarios of Simonopetra offered an overall assessment of this wondrous work of renewal on the Holy Mountain in his paper entitled Elder Joseph de Hesychast and the Renewal of Mount Athos. As the title itself indicates, Father Makarios writes that among all those who contributed to the renewal of Mount Athos, the most remarkable figure is unquestionably Elder Joseph de Hesychast. He uses the term movement to show that the renewal of Mount Athos was a collective work without any organized plan or predetermined human purpose behind it. The spiritual descendants of Elder Joseph de Hesychast played a very important role in this movement, repopulating 6 monasteries on Mount Athos. As Father Makarios observes, this movement concerns not only the repopulation of the Athonite monasteries and their return to cenobitic life after many centuries under the ideorhythmic system, but above all the integration of the Jesus Prayer and the Hesychast tradition into cenobitic monasteries. This integration is expressed chiefly through the daily personal vigils kept by the monks of these communities. He concludes that these features of the modern renewal of Mount Athos allow us to regard it as comparable to the hesychast movement of the 14th century and to the corresponding 18th century movement of the Collivades and the Philokalia. We close this paper with the following observations by Father Emilianos of Simonopetra, which offer a most fitting summary. During this period of the great influx of monks to Mount Athos, under the protection and care of the Theotokos, many contributed. For example, Saint Silouan the Atonite, and the many others of our own time who are known to have lived in holiness, whose names God knows best. But now we are speaking specifically of Elder Joseph the Hesychast, who was wounded by an intense longing for God, and who, through his life, writings, and teaching, profoundly influenced young Athonite monks and lay people living in the world. Through him and through his spiritual sons and grandsons, whose consciences he strengthens on the uphill path of sanctification in Christ, he is honored and regarded as a saint. Thank you. Thank you. We thank the Very Reverend Father Pantelimon for his thorough presentation delivered, as we have seen, within the strictly allotted time.